Father, we thank you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name, O God. We bless you. We honor you. We give you praise. We return all glory unto you. Father, we say you are great, you are good, you are kind, you are the Lord, and that is your name. We worship you for your mercy, O Lord, that endures forever. Thank you, Father, for your love that cannot be described, for your love that is everlasting. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord, for favor that you have given unto us. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you for your love so great, for the grace that you have shed unto us, for your grace upon our lives, O God. We honor you. You are good and you are kind. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2025. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy, honor him for his word over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that this day you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, I release the word of the Lord unto this day. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I am highly favored. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day that the Lord command his blessing upon me, upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my journey is not in circle, but I go forward. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord set my feet upon my high places, for he has anointed me with the oil of gladness. He has anointed me with his oil of greatness. I go forward this day in the name of Jesus. I stretch forth my hands unto the Lord Jesus, for it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day in the name of Jesus. Evil that is planned into this day, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. I declare by the word of the Lord, every weapon of darkness that is programmed into this day, you are cancelled in the name of Jesus. Oh, every evil word that is spoken concerning this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Your words are condemned and is set back unto you in the name of Jesus. My journey through this day is secured by the blood of Jesus, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon my life. I declare concerning this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the Lord has laid before me the path with those that will be of a blessing unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the mighty hand of the Lord fished my portion out of the ocean, out of this day, and deliver it unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare that that which is apportioned unto me by God for today, no man will take my position, no man will steal. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every language of infirmity over my life. Every language of sickness, every language of accident over me this day, I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, I lift up my eyes unto the Lord and I receive favor. I receive help that I need for this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare this day that I walk in the order of the will of the Lord. I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord. I walk in the order of the protection of the Lord. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, I want to share something with you that the Spirit of the Lord brought to my attention yesterday, almost immediately after I finished editing and posting yesterday's podcast almost immediately. That was when he brought it to my attention, and what he brought to my attention is prophecy, that I should talk about prophecy. I want us to read from the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Now understand this, that the context by which the Spirit of the Lord is leading us to talk about prophecy is going to be a little bit different. My focus is going to be on the prophecy and you, the word of the Lord that has come unto you through prophecy and speaking about you yourself. It centers on you and prophecy. I want us to read from the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We are going to read from verse 10 to verse 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to understand something about prophecy. Prophecy is as simply put as God communicating his will, his mind, telling you his counsel, or God telling you the plans that he has for you for the future. God revealing it to you through a vessel. That is simply put. Prophecy is like God allowing you, bringing the future to you, for you to have a peek, to have a look of what his plan is for you for future. We as human, we don't know what tomorrow is holding, but by the grace of God and by the opportunity of prophecy and prophets that we have, men of God that are led by the Spirit of the Lord, men of God that are controlled by the Spirit of God, God gives us the opportunity to see the future, to have a feel of his plan for us for the future through prophecy. Now, understand one thing. There is a mistake that I've noticed in this time that people call prophecy. Prophecy is not prediction. Prophecy is never prediction. Prophecy is not prediction. It is foretelling. It's by the Spirit and the grace of God on the life of a vessel, foretelling the mind of God for you concerning a particular thing or concerning what is to come in the future, declaring God's mind for the future. I want you to understand something this morning. I don't want to go into the complexity of talking about prophecy. Our time we spend together every morning is like a morning devotion. So I'm going to try as much as possible to break it in such a way that it will be of benefit for you. There is a focus in mind to which I'm going, but I need you to understand what prophecy is itself. Now, like I said, let me add to a simple definition of prophecy. See prophecy like a divine compass that points you in the right direction. No airplane flies on the sky without its compass. So take prophecy like God giving you direction even in the midst of confusion. I want you to understand something from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13. Any prophecy that is given to you must be at the level of this particular scripture. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13. The scripture says, he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, to exhortation and comfort. That is almost like a test of what prophecy is. Any prophecy that is given to you, prophecy that is being given unto men, prophecy that is being given by a prophet must be, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13, must be for edification and exhortation and comfort. That is the scriptural pattern for prophecy. Edification, that is to let you know that God has not forgotten you. Edification, because I want to believe that you have been in a situation whereby the man of God called out a name or point out somebody and he calls you out and he begins to speak about you. Edification, the fact that you are pointed out of many, so far you are in the right congregation, you are before a true vessel of God. You will find out that the prophecy that is given to you will let you know that God has not forgotten you, because the prophecy coming to you, there will be a confirmation of the event that you are going through in your life. Exhortation, the prophecy must push you forward even when you are weary, must be an encouraging factor, must encourage you in your walk with God, in bringing his will, his word into fulfillment in your life. So prophecy is for edification, exhortation for comfort must be a theme to bring you hope, must be a reminder for you that God is in control concerning your life, must be for edification, exhortation, comfort. It must be for guidance and for correction as well. There are times that God has brought prophecy. He has spoken his word to people to call them to correction, to reveal unto them that which they are doing that they think nobody knows. I repeat it again. The scriptural pattern for prophecy is edification, exhortation, comfort, guidance, and correction. Now, having said this about prophecy, as beautiful as prophecy is, you have to work out diligently the fulfillment of prophecy over your life. This is where the place that we read come in. The scripture says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." As beautiful as prophecy is, you have to work out diligently the fulfillment of prophecy in your life. Understand something this morning, that prophecy is a declaration of war over your life. Let me say it in a way that you understand, that when prophecy is given concerning you, the word that has been spoken, you are not the only one that listened to it at that point. As a matter of fact, the place where the prophecy comes out to you, you are not the only one that listened to the prophecy. It is before God, before men, and before the kingdom of darkness. And you must understand something, that the kingdom of darkness, they will not want the prophecy, the word of God, to stand in your life. Thereby, it's a declaration between the three realms. Prophecy is like a declaration of war. The word has been spoken already. You, as the owner of the prophecy, must walk with the Spirit of God. You must walk in obedience with God, and you must pray and travail in prayer to drive the prophecy from mere words into fulfillment. Understand this as well, that none of the word that comes out of the mouth of God will return to him void. It will prosper in that which he had sent it to do. But you, the owner of the prophecy, you must understand that you have to work out the fulfillment of this word in your life. You don't receive prophecy. You don't receive prophecy and fold your arm waiting for its fulfillment. It doesn't work that way. You don't receive prophecy and you sit down and you are eating and you are saying, "No, it has been said this concerning me, that this is what the Lord has said concerning me." You must arise and you must walk it out. You must arise, for it is a declaration of war, declaration of warfare concerning the word that which he has spoken unto you. You must arise and stand in his word. Rise and fight with his word. Arise and tarry before him in prayer. Work out your fulfillment on the feet of prayer. Let me say this, if you don't know, in plain terms, that prophecy, as sweet as it is, as beautiful as it is, that is for edification, exhortation, comfort, guidance, and correction. Let me tell you this in plain terms, that prophecy triggers warfare. When Joseph had this dream and he communicated it to his father told him that he should not tell anybody, but that he should keep it to himself. But like a young man, he felt that he was safe with his brothers. He told them concerning his dream, and from that moment they began to see him as a threat unto them, and they began to plan how they are going to execute him, because the word that he has said triggered warfare, declared warfare upon him, even though it is the plan of God concerning him. I am going to stop at this point, and I'm trusting that the Lord will give us the grace to continue tomorrow. Let me leave you with this, that don't just listen to prophecy. Understand that it is a declaration of war. Understand that you have to put your foot down in the sand of time to drive the fulfillment, to drive your life for the fulfillment of that prophecy. Many have received so many prophecy, so much more, that some are beginning to see ministers of God as just marketers, people that just speak word and never came to pass. No, they have shown you, they have delivered unto you what God has sent them to do. But it is you that you will stand on the field of prayer, on the scripture, and drive home the fulfillment of this word. Drive home the fulfillment of God's prophecy over your life. I want you to check your life today and begin to look at all the prophecy that has been spoken concerning you. Declaration, what that has been prophesied concerning you, and I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare that I call to fulfillment every word that has been spoken concerning me. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every power of darkness that may want to hinder the fulfillment of God's word upon me. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I secure the fulfillment of my prophecy in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you go out today, the blessings of the Lord is upon you. The grace of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Permit me to continue to remind you of the program that we are having on the 28th of August 2025. That is next week Thursday. It's close by now. Next week Thursday on the 28th of August. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden. The hall is right beside National Open University, Songwele Elin Road. Pray, plan, prepare to join us that day. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. It is well with you. Beloved, let me also remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Prepare yourself. Be a light unto others. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.